Nine of Sif. Hoyset Shonya al Nisodon. Umis is covered. Senechem is Shonya is covered. And once it's covered, it can be a rag. The problem is, it's also touching his body. Hoyset Nisodon, the way that he's a girl. Or his hand is in the bathroom. So the kids are, part of his body is exposed to the soil. Once it's permitted, they say, call him the Shabbat title of as long as his mouth and his nose is in a position that is not exposed to the excrement, it's alright. The other ones say, call it money, say, come out of my whole body, all the limbs of my body are involved in the praising of Hashem. So when I say words, of praise or tefillah or Torah, I have to have my entire body not being exposed to the excrement, and therefore, since it is exposed underneath my garment, it's a problem. There are others saying that even the ones that were lenient were only lenient if the tzoyah was in a fold of his body, like if you want to see the other, his armpit. Not allowed to be given a matter. The mice that one should not say the return or daven kriyishma if he has this excrement to any part of his body. Here's a chiddush that shechvazera has the same din of a tzoya. And therefore, if he has shechvazera on his body, even though it's covered, not to feel one should be matmir, not to say brachas, but if it's just as garments and covered, it's not a problem. And Shabu brings that there are those that are leaves and say there's not a din of tzoya, but the sefer chassidim says that even if it's on his garments, he should wash it off. Yeah. Okay. So the ma'aser, we do have a chiddush over here. Shechazera is room to be machmir, not to say the mitzvah when it's on his body. Yeah. Okay. Sifrei. So the fitabas. If he did not wipe himself properly and there's still some remnants of soa, then even though it's covered up, also excrement. Yeah, so his excrement was not wiped off fully from the area that's supposed to be wiped off. Everybody agrees that he's not allowed to daven. Even when he stands up, it's not visible. If it's outside of his body enough that you can sit down and that area separates a little bit, it would be visible. One is not allowed to say Yishma didn't return in such a situation. So it's important to go to the bathroom to wipe themselves properly, make sure there's nothing remains behind. Sif Vav. Oilafar Ma'atzah is a small amount of excrement in front of him, and still is a problem, because even a small amount of tzoya prohibits one to learn within Dalai Lama's of its place. But if there is a small amount of there, Yochel Levatloi, the Roch, Shiyorkoi, it's a small amount, you can spit at it, and it will be brought over the saliva. You can connect with Shiyor Roch, over, it has to be flame, thick type of, yeah. The Ein Dibber Moil Elu, Shiyor, Abu Loi, Ikrim Yad, Elu, Mimok, Dibber Moil, Elu, Mimok, the fact that it's covered with the phlegm, saliva, or whatever it is, helps only for a short period of time, but once it dries out, then it's not covered anymore, so it won't be covered anymore. Yeah. Bruce brings from a Kivega that vomit is not considered soya. And somebody vomited in the room, even though it does have an unpleasant smell, one is allowed to say the Vitaya in that room. Siv Zayin. Suffering and soya bites. Buta because. If he's not sure if he is soya in the house, he doesn't have to assume the mitzvah. That's well, there isn't. Because it's a bite anyway, so his damn house does not have soya. Suffering and soya ashva, also. He's in a garbage dump, and he's suffering, if it's tzoyah, then he has to assume there is. Hashem defeskas, ask for Yishvitza. Shavu brings that if they have babies in the house, then there is a chazakah. No chazakah, there's no tzoyah in the house. So one should check it. Number one, if the person knows how to gauge his babies, and they went to the, let's say they go to the, generally go to the bathroom, soil it actually. One second, 3 hours, 2 hours, you just check it half hour, but you don't have to assume that happens so quick. Yeah, Abel, Safi Meraglai. I feel the Ashka Mutter, Savi Meraglayan is always Mutter because the whole issue of Meraglayan is Drabonim, therefore, the Safik we are Maker. Mishum to the Ostra Tayra Likris Kenegan Meraglayan El Kenegan Amun Shel Kiluach. This is the Raisa of saying the Victoria, but urine is only when it's actually streaming out of the body, but once it's on the floor, telling the Rabbanim. Shadach Levitz on the Rabbanim is taking the cause. That's the basic line. Now, if Safek of urine in the area, then one is permitted. And if he knows this, if he knows this urine over there, and yes, Safek, if you put water into it, if you put a Revius and water into it, you battle it, over there it's a problem. But since we know it was us in a Safek, if you made it Mutter, you know this is the Rabbanim, it's a problem. That's what Chayovin says. Shabu says that Shasat Chach, that he's going to lose out his Kriyish Matzvila, then he can rely on opinions that say, this is an opinion of the Rabbonans here, even though it was mostly based on the Safek, maybe it's Mutter, since after he said that Safek is Mutter, one can still die.